All right, let's build a kick and sub pocket from scratch in Ableton Live that has that pirate radio energy. Tight, confident, and loud without being messy. This is intermediate level. So I'm assuming you already know how to make a basic drum loop. Today we're focusing on the relationship between the kick and the sub, because in Rolling DNB in Jungle, that relationship basically is the track. When I say pirate radio energy, I mean two things at once. One, it hits on small speakers, like it still feels aggressive even if you can't hear 40 Hz. And two, it stays clean on a big system, where too much overlap instantly turns into mud. The secret is not just EQ, it's timing, envelopes, sidechain, and a little bit of smart harmonic weight. Step 0. Set up the session so you don't fight your tools. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. Make three tracks, a kick track, a sub track, and optionally a drum bus or pre-master track where your kick and sub can meet before the master. Also drop in a reference track, some classic Rolling DNB or jungle tune you trust. Don't compare loudness yet, you'll level match later. Now add a few meters. Put spectrum on your pre-master so you can see what's happening down low. Put tuner on the sub track temporarily. And while you're building, keep your master or pre-master peaking around minus 6 dB. Give yourself room. Low-end decisions are impossible when you're accidentally clipping and mistaking loud for good. Step 1. Choose a kick that can actually work in DNB. A good Rolling DNB kick usually has a clear transient often somewhere in that 2 to 5 kHz region, and a low end that doesn't ring forever. If your kick has a long subtail, it becomes a second bassline, and then your sub has nowhere to live. You've got two options. Option A is a sample. Drop a kick into simpler in one-shot mode. Aim for something clean and punchy, 909-ish or a tight acoustic-style kick with a controlled tail. Option B is building a kick quickly from scratch with operator, which is a really good skill to have because you can control everything. Load operator. Oscillator is a sine wave. Then add a pitch envelope, so the pitch drops quickly. Try an amount around plus 24 to plus 36 semitones, with a decay around 40 to 90 milliseconds. That pitch drop is what gives you that punch at the front without needing a huge boomy tail. Then shape the amp envelope. Try a decay around 120 to 200 milliseconds. Shorter if you want it more militant and fast. Finally, for a little click, add a tiny bit of noise very low level on a super short decay, like 10 to 30 milliseconds. That's your radio readability at the front. Step 2. Tune the kick quickly and practically. Put tuner after the kick, or use spectrum and watch the peak. Solo the kick and listen for the main low thump, usually somewhere between 45 and 70 Hz. Your goal is not perfect pitch. Your goal is that it's not landing weirdly between notes and constantly changing vibe when the sub comes in. If you're using simpler, use transpose and nudge it until the body feels stable. Here's the teacher note. Don't get stuck here for 20 minutes. In DNB, consistency and pocket beat theoretical tuning every time. We're going to make it feel right in context. Step 3. Shape the kick so it leaves room for the sub. This is the crucial move. Put EQ8 on the kick first. High pass around 25 to 30 Hz with a steep slope to remove junk you can't hear, but definitely pay for in headroom. If the kick is too subby, do a gentle dip around 45 to 60 Hz, like 1 to 3 dB. Not always necessary, but it's a great way to stop the kick from competing with the actual sub. If it sounds boxy, dip 200 to 350 Hz by maybe 2 to 4 dB. If it needs more knock, a small wide boost around 2 to 4 kHz, again 1 to 3 dB, can make it cut without turning it into a harsh click. Next, add saturator. Try soft sine or analog clip. Drive it about 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. This is one of the main pirate radio tricks. A touch of saturation helps the kick show up on smaller speakers because you're generating harmonics that live higher than the fundamental. Then, optionally, drum bus. Light touch. Drive maybe 5 to 15%. Crunch low, boom usually off for clean low end. If you want extra smack, bump transient somewhere between plus 5 and plus 20. And keep an eye on output. Drum bus can trick you because it gets louder fast. And louder always sounds better for about 10 seconds. Big concept, in Rolling DNB, the kick is often more punch than sub. Let the sub do the heavy lifting. The kick is the fist. The sub is the floor shaking. Step 4. Build a proper sub with operator. On the sub MIDI track, load operator. Oscar is a sine wave. Start clean. Set your amp envelope so it doesn't click. Attack 0 to 5 milliseconds. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. If you're doing held notes, sustain can be up at 0 dB. If you're doing one-shot notes, you can use decay and no sustain. Either way, aim for control. Then add subtle harmonics with the saturator after operator. Drive 1 to 4 dB, soft clip on. This is not for distortion, this is for translation. Then put utility at the end, width to 0%, true mono. This is non-negotiable for sub. Stereo sub is like building your foundation out of jelly. It might feel wide in headphones, but it will vanish or wobble on Riedel systems. Pick a sub note. Common DNB roots are F, F sharp, G, G sharp. Not rules, just common because they sit well on systems. Start with F, which is about 43.65 Hz, or G at 49 Hz. Great safe zone. Step 5. Program the groove and create the pocket with placement, not just sidechain. Make an 8-bar loop. Start with a classic 2-step. Kick on 1.1, and kick on 1.3. You can shift that second kick a little later or earlier depending on vibe, but keep it simple for now. Now the pocket trick. Your sub should avoid stepping on the kick transient. There are two main approaches. Approach 1 is sub after kick. If the kick hits on 1.1, start the sub note a tiny bit after like 5 to 15 milliseconds later. In Ableton, you can do this with track delay on the sub track. Start with plus 5 milliseconds, or you can nudge MIDI notes slightly to the right. This creates breathing. Kick punches, then sub follows. That little separation can feel insanely expensive and controlled, even though it's just a few milliseconds. Approach 2 is sub holds, but ducks. Keep sub notes sustained, that classic rolling legato feel, and use sidechain compression to make room. Most rolling DNB uses a blend, a little timing offset plus sidechain. And now, a coach note that might surprise you. Sometimes you want negative delay on the sub. Yes, earlier. If your kick sample has a slow attack, the impact you perceive arrives late. If you delay the sub later, you might actually blur the punch. So try sub track delay at minus 2 to minus 8 milliseconds in that case, then reduce your sidechain depth slightly. Rule of thumb. Align by impact, not by grid. Step 6. Sidechain the sub properly. Transparent and loud. On the sub track, add Ableton's compressor. Turn on sidechain, set audio from to the kick. Start with ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. You want the kick transient to punch through, but you want the sub to get out of the way immediately after. Release is the big one, and we're not guessing. At 172 BPM, a 16th note is about 87 milliseconds. A 32nd is about 44 milliseconds. For a tight, steppy pocket, try 45 to 70 ms. For a rounder roll, try 80 to 120 ms. Then set threshold so you're getting about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction per kick. If you're needing 10 or 12 dB just to survive, it's not more sidechain. It's your sound choices, overlap time, or timing. Listen for pumping. If the sub surges back too late, shorten the release. If it chatters or sounds nervous, lengthen it a bit. Optional advanced move. Two-stage ducking. Instead of one compressor doing everything, use one fast compressor doing 1 to 3 dB to protect the transient zone, then a second slower one doing another 1 to 3 dB to shake sustain. It often ends up louder and less pumpy than one heavy compressor. Step 7. Make the low end read like pirate radio. On the sub track after the sidechain compressor, add another saturator if needed. Drive 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. Then EQ 8, high pass at 20 to 25 Hz to remove ultra-low rumble. If you need more audibility, try a gentle boost around 90 to 150 Hz, just 1 to 2 dB. Be careful. You're not trying to turn your sub into mid-bass. If it gets honky or thick, dip around 200 to 300 Hz. Then utility again if needed, width 0%. You can also automate gain slightly for phrase energy, but keep it subtle. If you want a really transmitter-style sub that speaks on tiny speakers, here's a nice stock chain idea. Operator sign, saturator with soft clip. Then EQ8 where you might slightly reduce 120 to 200 Hz if it thickens, and optionally a tiny bell boost around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz seriously tiny, like half a dB to 1 dB then an autofilter low pass at 180 to 300 Hz to keep harmonics disciplined. The point is intelligibility, not buzzy bass. Step 8. Do a fast phase and polarity check, because this is where people lose an hour. Sometimes kick and sub cancel. Put utility on the sub track and toggle phase invert for left and right. If your low end suddenly gets dramatically stronger or weaker, you've got a phase relationship issue. Fix it with the easiest tools first. Try changing sub timing by plus or minus 1 to 10 milliseconds. Try shortening the kick tail, or tune the kick slightly. One or two semitones can change how the waveforms line up. Also, do a temporary mono check. Put utility on the pre-master and set width to 0% for a moment. If the low end suddenly gets cleaner and louder, Something in your session is leaking stereo into the lows, often a Reese layer, room reverb on drums, or a whitening device somewhere. Pirate Radio low end is mono, centered, and unapologetic. Step 9. Lock it into an 8-bar Pirate Radio roll. Bars 1 to 2. Gick and sub only. Let the statement land. Bars 3 to 4. Add hats and shuffle. Maybe a ghost snare. And a light Reese layer that's high passed so it's not messing with your pocket. Bars 5 to 6. Add a fill. A kick variation on bar 6 beat 4 is a classic. Bars 7 to 8. Pull the kick for one beat before the loop resets. That tease is DJ friendly and it creates momentum. And here's a classic trick. Remove the kick on the last quarter note and let sub and hats carry. It feels like the track is inhaling before it hits again. If you want to get fancy, create a ghost kick track, a silent trigger. Make a MIDI track with a short operator click. Rut it so you don't hear it, and use that as your sidechain source. Now you can drop the audible kick for energy, but the sub stays controlled like a pro mix. That's a real club consistency trick. Quick common mistakes to avoid while you build. If your kick has too much subtail, it's acting like a second bass line. Shorten it. If sidechain is doing all the work, your pocket is wrong before compression. If your sub isn't mono, fix that immediately. If you're oversaturating the sub, you'll get nasty buildup around 150 to 300 Hz and lose headroom. And finally, gain staging. Don't slam devices. Keep it calm and controlled, and the loudness comes later. Now a mini practice exercise to lock this in. Build a kick with operator pitch drop, or pick a sample. Make a sub an operator on F. Create an 8-bar loop at 172 BPM. Kick on 1.1 and 1.3. Sub plays long notes. Add plus 5 milliseconds track delay on the sub. Sidechain the sub, with the compressor aiming for about 4 dB of gain reduction. Then export two versions. Version A with sub delay at 0 milliseconds. Version B with sub delay at plus 8 milliseconds. Compare them. You're listening for which one feels more locked, like the kick is on top and the sub is underneath, not fighting. As a self-check, use a reference kick-sub balance instead of chasing luffs. With kick and sub playing, aim for the pre-master peak around minus 8 to minus 6 dBFS. This audio version is shortened for playback.